Simon Shinyotes Sef Yud. The Mechaba says, Yain, Mayim, wine, water, Shem Tzilum, which are clear. They're not Achurim, not thick, rather they're clear. Mutla Sam Shameris. You can Masana them, you can filter them through Mishameris. We mentioned the previous Sif, Mishameris, something like a sieve or a sifter that's meant to filter things. You can Masana it, you could still just filter it through Mishameris, because since it's anyway clear, that little bit, those little dots in it that are going to be filtered out, that's not considered Boira. Because anyway, as Mishnah Berurah explains, we're talking about water or wine that can be drank like this, or that most people could drink like this, or some Machmer asked me that everyone could drink like this. So all you're doing is it should be a little more clear, to have it a little more clear, that's not considered butter. You're not doing anything. There might be even those kismen dakin. There's small little dots, small little sediments in it, that's nothing. Because we're in Lishnas Blavach, since you could drink like this, it's fine. Mishnah Berurah brings from the smog a different gersa, not kismen dakin, but ksas kismen, a few sediments. But the point is the same thing that Mishnah Berurah explains. If there'd be a lot of sediments, then many people would not be able to drink it like this. Because it's as such that most people could drink like this, you can masane even the mishameres, which is a kli that's used for breira, so to speak, and to be mishamer. Still, it's not a problem of breira, because it's not really changing anything. Because anyway, you could drink it even without being masane, even without filtering it. The Biralacha brings a prima gun, but it says someone's an istinus, an extremely finicky person. A hitak would not be able to drink with a few kismen. So even though most people don't care so much, but it could be that we did not say butler diet to itzakadam, and for him, we have a problem with bayer. You could wonder, I mean, if he's the one doing it, let's say he's doing it for someone else, then it would be okay. Or let's say someone else is doing it for him. So he's not the one doing it, the person who's doing it doesn't really care, but they're doing it for him, they know that he cares, that he's very makbid. Let's say it's being done for a group of people, for a whole family, and there's somebody there's istinus. You have to wonder if it would be nichlal, be included in the Biralach of Shiloh. Now, this does not mean a person who likes food during the winter. The Biralach is Chomerapi, the Primigodim, and so on. Let's say you have Americans who go there to Israel, they can't drink this Israeli water, they get stomach aches from it. That's what it means over here in istinus. Then the Mechaber goes on, that says to do with a sudder. So is a handkerchief, has small holes in it. So to filter the water through a sudder would be a problem, because by water there's a problem of libun, yimalabin, because you're cleaning the sudder. It gets washed down now by the water. Mishnah Berurah explains, Apila Besesif, on the tour, that Shriyasa is El Kibusai. When you wash out a beged, something made of material, that's called kibus. It's a problem of malach malabin. However, Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham and the Gra, they come out, there's no problem of kibus by the handkerchief getting wet, because since the handkerchief, we're talking one that's clean, it's not dirty, looking at Simeon Bay, Siftes, there's no dinner shiras or kibusa, just again washed and wet, is not considered kibus. Rather, it's a different concern over here. You might come to Liban, you might come to squeeze it afterwards, and do the malach malab and actively squeezing it. Whereas in Shemaris, there's no concern, you get him squeezing afterwards, because there's nothing to squeeze. And the same thing would be a sudder that was in the muchmachach, it's prepared for this, this is what it's meant to be used for, and there's no kashash you're going to squeeze it, because it's meant to get wet like this, as opposed to a random handkerchief, afraid you're going to squeeze out afterwards, because you want to use it as a handkerchief. Now that's only with water. However, with wine and other drinks, there's no problem with the sudder. There's no problem with malabim because it doesn't clean it. There's no chashash of yischait, it doesn't get cleaned. Or definitely not significantly cleaned. And Mishnah Berurah says no chashash of schito, no reason why I squeeze it out. There's no point in squeezing it. Now that's if the mayim or yayim are still clear. If they're achurim, if they're dirty or foggy, whether it's water, whether it's wine, it's also to masan it. Mishnah Berurah explains whether in the shemeres or in the sudder. We're talking about it's really achur, really cloudy, that people will not drink it like that at all. If some people will drink it, and others will not drink it, then it might depend if it's a Mishameris over the soda. Mishameris is more of a problem because it's meant for Brera, and the soda, it's not really direct to do filtering through. That'll be more cow, that'll be more lenient. The Rambam holds, even Mishameris is also, even Mayim and Yayim, that's that are clear. Even the soda, the only matter is soda by Tzulun, it's the only time it's mutter. Mishameris is never mutter, and the soda is only mutter by Tzulun, not by Achurim. Mishnah Berurah says, though, the Ikar Psak from the Achrenim is not a problem, it's like the first Shita. Yayim Megitoy, it's wine that was freshly pressed. It's like grape juice. It's still tasty. It's still bubbling. It was just pressed. So there, it's normal if you mix together the shmarim. It's considered one with the shmarim and does not have an issue of mashamer of burger. Sifid Aleph, you're masan yayin, you're filtering wine through a sudder. You have to be careful not to make a guma, not to make an indent in the sudder to catch the wine. Why is this? For zaytik reasons, you have to make a shinui. Mishnah Berurah explains to him, mashkim that are chum sas, that are a little bit foggy. If it's yayin slulim, they'd be allowed to do the mishameris. So the same thing you can do in a sudder without a shinui. However, we're talking about something that there's a difference between the mishameris and the sudder. The mishameris should not be allowed to do it because it is really bayer, but the sudder relying to do it has to be though done in a way that there is a shinui. Mishnah Berurah says, shlayasik uv nechol, based on Rashi, it should not be a problem of the nechol, and therefore you have to be careful not to make a guma, an indent in the sudder to catch the wine. This way, you're making a shinui, and we're meant to do it in a sudder.